His fate was even worse. After his HUAC testimony, he was fired by Fisk University. He then spent 2 years working as a day laborer, tarring roofs, loading burlap bags, and trimming trees. In June 1951, he was tried for contempt of Congress. Even after his acquittal, the only job he could find was repairing railroad tracks for $1.35 an hour. He didn't get another teaching job until 1959. Remarkably, Lamanitz never seemed to harbor resentment toward Oppenheimer. He didn't blame him for what the FBI and the political culture of the times had done to him. And yet, there was a lingering disappointment. Lamanitz had once thought of Oppenheimer as almost a god. He didn't think Oppenheimer had been malicious. But years later, he would say that he had come to feel sad personally about the man's weaknesses. While there was little Oppenheimer could have done to protect his former students, he sometimes behaved as if he was truly frightened of any association with them. Their company represented a link to his political past and therefore a threat to his political future. He was clearly scared. After Bohm lost his job with Princeton, Einstein suggested that he be brought to the Institute for Advanced Study to work as his assistant. The great man was still interested in revising quantum theory, and he was heard to say that, if anyone can do it, then it will be Bohm. But Oppenheimer vetoed the idea. Bohm would be a political liability to the Institute. By one account, he also reportedly instructed Eleanor Leary to keep Bohm away. Leary was subsequently heard telling the Institute staff, "David Bohm is not to see Dr. Oppenheimer. He is not to see him."